here at the 2013 NAFB convention, and Trade Talk is underway, and I am excited to be standing here in the National Bison Association's booth, and Dave Carter is here with me. He's the executive director of the National Bison Association. So let's talk bison. I understand the fastest growing sector in the meat industry. How, why, where have you guys come from? What's so exciting to consumers about the bison meat?
Well, we're growing quickly, but we're also very small niche, and we aim to keep it that way. We're growing because people have discovered that there's three big attributes about bison. Number one is it's a very healthy meat. They love the fact that it's low fat, high in protein, high in iron. They love the fact, second, that it's all natural. We always say, when you talk about sustainable food, what could be more sustainable than the animal that's been here for thousands of years? It's illegal to use growth hormones in bison. We don't use the antibiotics. But the third thing, and I think the most important, is people have discovered it's a delicious meat. And that's been a big challenge, is getting people to take that first taste. But when we've got them to take that first taste and they're saying, wow, this is really tasty, and it's healthy, and it's all natural, where can I find some more? So now we're finding that the demand is outstripping our supply, and that's why we're reaching out to producers to expand the herds if they've got them, or to join us in the business if they're interested.
Well, those three key things of natural and healthy and lean, that's what people want. That's the consumer's demand. How are you guys recruiting new breeders? How are you encouraging them and educating them on this process?
Well, and that's why we're so delighted to be here at the Farm Broadcasters, is, you know, the rural media has really been instrumental in helping us get the word out. We were just at the FFA National Convention 2 weeks ago connecting. We have a great program where our existing members will sponsor FFA chapters to come into the business and get all of our materials and all of our educational supplies. You know, people that are interested, if you want to go onto our website, which is bisoncentral.com, we have a wealth of materials. We have a bison producer's handbook, which is about a 250-page book that was put together by about 30 producers that have been around the business forever. Everything from buying the animal to selling the meat. We have a DVD that just came out about a year ago that is about 40 minutes long total runtime, but 5-minute segments filmed out at different ranches and operations. Again, the same topics. We have an online curriculum, a Bison 101 and a Bison 201, that people can find out how to get into the business. But the best thing that we have is we've got a network of producers that love to help newcomers get started. Again, we're a small business. We've got about 1,000 ranchers around the country that are part of the National Bison Association. But I would say every one of them would love to have somebody who's interested in getting into the business come out to their place, talk to them about how they got started, help them design their own facilities and buy their own animals and get their own start in the business.
Well, the facilities is something that is so different than, you know, raising beef cattle, because I think a lot of them think they can transition from one to the other. How does that change, and, it, you know, how is it cost effective to kind of rework their facilities and the diversity in beef cattle and bison?
Well, first of all, when it comes to the stocking rate, there's really no difference. So whatever you stock with cattle, you can stock with bison. When it comes to the fencing, for the most part, there'll be no difference. A lot of people run bison with a 5-wire barbed wire with a hot wire inside. Used to be people thought you had to have Fort Knox around your pastures, and you don't. As long as you've got good pasture, good water, and the right social mix of animals, and that's very important. They're very social animals. If you have those three factors, your fencing will do fine. Now, when it comes to your handling facilities, when you're working them, that's when you're going to be investing some extra money. You want good, sturdy facilities there to handle the animals. But we always say you'll make that up because you don't have to worry about building loafing sheds or barns. These animals don't want to be inside at all, ever. They're hardy animals. Then we talk about the bison advantage. Well, when you buy that female animal, okay, the disadvantage you have is she won't give you her first calf until she's 3 years old, whereas with beef you get it when they're two. But over the long term, she'll give you twice as many calves as a beef animal would, because these are long-lived animals, calve well into their 20s. The advantage of, you know, weather incidents. We just saw some, you know, terrible blizzards and some problems the last few weeks that were devastating to a lot of the livestock herds. We've got a lot of bison in those blizzard areas, and they came through that just fine because there isn't any blizzard that they haven't seen in the last few thousands of years. They're used to that. Same thing during calving season. We haven't bred the animal to give a calf bigger than Mother Nature intended. Mom doesn't want you anywhere around her when she's calving. She just soon you go fishing while she's calving. You're not going to need to be out there pulling calves. So you know, for particularly young producers, this is a relatively low cost area to get involved. Anything in agriculture is expensive, but this is one of the lower costs. But also recognizing that a lot of young producers have got off-farm jobs, they need something that's low maintenance, and that's where bison are a perfect fit. These are a low maintenance animal. They take care of themselves, plus there's good consumer demand for the meat.
Well, I understand that U.S. Senate just approved National Bison Day as November 2nd. So what does that mean, and what do you guys do on that day to highlight the brand?
Well, we're just really excited that the Senate recognized that every year, the first Saturday in November. Number one, it's a way that we brought together not only the private producers, but also the conservation community and the tribal groups. All of us are interested in bison from different facets, but we all love this animal. We all respect this animal. Second thing is it gives us a platform to reach out. On National Bison Day, we did everything from, there was a reception on Capitol Hill for lawmakers and their staff that include conservationists and tribal folks, but it also included the proprietor of a restaurant that sells bison to talk about why you should eat bison. We had events all across the country. You know, we're a small business. We don't have a lot of money to put into national advertising, but the opportunity for us to use something like National Bison Day to reach out one-on-one and develop those connections with consumers, that's really important for us.
Well, tell me, you've mentioned this DVD earlier. Tell me a little bit about that and where consumer can find that and what's it cost?
Okay, the DVD, you can find it. It's on our website. It's bisoncentral.com. And now you're going to stump me. I think the DVD is about $20. Our handbook is $40. But if people come in and they join the National Bison Association, those are actually, we provide those as a part of your membership. But if consumers are interested in bison, they can come on. There are lots of things there that we talk to them about. Where you can find bison, we can connect you with a local producer that will sell it direct. Or we even have a new app that you can download that's a bison finder app that you can punch in, and wherever you're at, it'll tell you about retail stores or restaurants that are offering bison. So it's just a way that we want to introduce more people to this wonderful product.
Well, it sounds like you're staying in touch with the social media realm and adding that app, and I'm definitely going to have to check that out. As a former ag teacher, I would have loved to have had that DVD in the classroom to highlight the diversity in animal agriculture. Once again, talking with Dave Carter. He is the executive director for the National Bison Association here of Trade Talk. I'm Jamie Johansson.